The Edge.
Okay, something's different.
All songs now listener approved.
Thanks, cool guy.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
When something stands for nothing, a detached memory. This one's about everything you don't think about until you sleep. Yeah. And this one's for nothing. And this one's for fun. And this one's about rock and roll and comic books and bubble gum. Day off for something, yeah, but none of it'll last unless you take the reins, take them from the night, push the pawn right through the pass. And this one's for the silence, the questions that it brings, and the smell of time and the reverence and the possibilities.
Don't be long. Even if I say it'll be alright.
97.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative. play another Canadian artist.
Not because we have to, because we want to. Also, it's the law.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative. Iconic alternative anyway.
I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Let me tell you, it's a bunch of this.
And a bit of this.
And to make it spicy.
It just takes some time, a little good and a little hot. This one goes out to the one I love.
See? One good song after another.
Ready?
This is 107.3 The Edge.
and addicted, and it's been a while since I can say I love myself as well. And it's been a while since I've gone and things up just like I always do. And it's been a while, but all that seems to disappear.
Right. I will love my dream. Listen to us anywhere.
Download the free iHeartRadio app.
Download complete.
Look at 1994 and marvel that Forrest Gump, The Shawshank Redemption, and Pulp Fiction were in theaters at the same time. Okay, sure. But music fans remember 1994 as the year of Green Day's Dookie, Live Through This from Hole, Nine Inch Nails and The Downward Spiral, and Soundgarden's Super Unknown. Plus, we got Definitely Maybe from Oasis, Park Life from Blur, Stone Temple Pilots and Purple, Twice Removed from Sloan, R.E.M.'s Monster, The Cranberries' No Need to Argue, and MTV's Nirvana Unplugged. I think alternative fans won 1994 based on sheer tonnage. We're 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Now, more than ever, it's time to shop Canadian. Support your local businesses that create jobs and invest in our communities. Brought to you by Proudly Canadian, 107.3 The Edge.
Every Thursday, watch an all-new Extreme Makeover Home Edition at 8. And Honest Renovations at 9. Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
From the casinos of Vegas to the bingo halls of Leduc, everybody wants a piece of lady luck. And what thanks do I get? It's like I don't even exist.
There's no such thing as luck. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit gamesenseab.ca.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling.
Right Restyling. Have you heard? Right Restyling is the talk of the town.
They've been serving Calgary for over 20 years.
From premium car audio installation to catskin leather interiors and everything in between.
Right Restyling will take your car to the next level.
With quality products, amazing customer service, and they back everything they sell.
It's no wonder they're trusted amongst dealerships across Southern Alberta.
Don't make them your first call. Make them your only call. Visit rightrestyling.com.
Gord Gillies here for Len T. Wong & Associates. When you sell your home with Len and his team, you know you've got decades of experience working for you. Maybe the sale is straightforward. Maybe it's one of those bidding wars between multiple parties. Whatever the scenario, you want Len on your side of the negotiating table when it comes to closing the deal. Len T. Wong & Associates from Greater Property Group. The city you love and the agents you trust. Call or text Len at 403-606-8888.
Get ready for Alberta-built excitement on ice. Don't miss your AJHL champion Calgary Canucks next home game. Fill your weekend with exciting AJHL hockey featuring back-to-back home games. This Saturday at 5 p.m., the Canucks take on Fort McMurray, and the excitement keeps going on Sunday with Lloyd Minster coming to town. Puck drop is at 2. Enjoy affordable family fun at its finest in the Ken Bracco Arena. It's time to join Canucks Nation. Tickets are available right now. Get yours at calgarycanucks.ca.
Like, so worried about my sister.
Engaged? You cannot marry a murderer.
I was sick, but I am healed.
Returning to W Network and Stack TV.
West Side Ripper is back.
If you're not killing these people, then who is?
That's what I want to know.
Starring Kaylee Cuoco and Chris Messina.
The only investigating I'm doing these days is who could get hands.
Killer messaged you yesterday.
This is so dangerous. I got to get out of this.
Based on a true story. New season Mondays at 9 Eastern and Pacific. Only on W. Stream on Stack TV.
Don't settle for being on the rate of last resort if you don't have to be. Check your most recent electricity bill. If it says the words rate of last resort on it, then there are likely better options available for you. In fact, you could save hundreds of dollars per year by switching plans. Check your bill, then go to ucahelps.ca to explore your options. You will likely find a better rate and could have hundreds more in your pocket by the end of the year. A message from the Government of Alberta.
Right now, Real Canadian Superstore, get member-only pricing on PC frozen fruit, 300 to 600 grams for only $3.88. Plus, look in your PC Optimum app for deals like beef short ribs, $8.99 a pound. Hurry, PC Optimum More Days ends Wednesday.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see.
Full list at 1073edge.com.
Our Lady Peace hits the Saddle Dome February 19th. Theory of a Dead Man Unplugged at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium March 7th. Great Outdoors Comedy Festival returns to Prince Island Park August 22nd to 24th. I'm Sarah Crosby. Best ice cream flavor? Green tea. Don't fight me.
Here you go. Some delicious and tasty music from the buffet. Don't worry, there's a sneeze guard.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Breaking down.
It's iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better.
Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate.
We should see.
Wrapped in a state of imaginary grace.
We should know better.
I made a pilgrimage to save this human race.
Iconic alternative.
When I walk beside her, I am the better man. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. When I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big hot sun beating on the big people in the big hot world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. Yeah. When I see a pin of charm, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back.
back again.
It's about the family unit and the tax code, for example.
Okay, whoa. We don't do that here.
We're the fun, groovy tune station.
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Anyway,
fun, energetic music from a less complicated time.
Yeah, it's so complicated now.
It's playful and irreverent. It's even funny sometimes.
Well, if you say so.
I like it, and I'm pretty emotionally detached.
Even Cool Guy's a fan.
This is 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. Would it be wrong? Would it be right? Ever took my life tonight?
Calgary.
This is Alanis Morissette.
Hi, this is Robert Smith of The Cure.
Hi, this is Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
As rock and roll approached its sweet 16 birthday in the early 1970s, it was obvious that it had grown up quite a bit. With each passing year, rock was becoming more sophisticated in both sound and execution. The first wave of rockers from the 50s and 60s had grown up. They were now better musicians and could do more than play simple three-chord songs. Rock was also becoming more complicated because, well, because it could. It had the tools. By the early 70s, a four-track recording studio was hideously antiquated. People wanted to use studios with 16 and 24-track consoles and big tape recorders and racks of machines that could add cool effects to the music. Guitar amplifiers were bigger and more powerful, allowing for fatter chords and longer sustains and cooler feedback. And guitarists now had a huge array of foot pedals and other gear to help them create individual signature sounds. And let's not forget everybody at home. Home stereo systems began to improve. Hi-fi wasn't just for electronics geeks anymore. Everyone was looking to get big amps with huge speakers. You could even listen in the car. 8-tracks were clunky, but for the first time ever, you didn't have to depend on the radio for music when you were on the road. But then again, your city might have been lucky enough to have a progressive FM rock station. Wow, imagine music on the radio that was in stereo. But for some, things were getting a little too sophisticated. The musicianship a little too accomplished. The recording a little too slick. There were those who felt that the road to technical perfection was not a good one to be on. Something had been lost. It was time to get primal again. This is The Complete History of Alt-Rock, Chapter 2.
107.3 The Edge.
The Ongoing History of Alternative Rock with Alan Cross.
Welcome again. I'm Alan Cross, and this is the second part of a series on the history of modern rock. The first show covered all the deep background, and now we're ready to set the table for the big punk rock revolution of the middle 1970s. Now, this thing did not materialize out of nowhere. It had to be provoked into existence. And one of the people for that provocation